This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more of the work a temporary panel is continuing.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started.
The Prescription Drug Transparency Interim Committee met for the first time on September 11th.
Jason Holzman from Kansas.
The group spent its time taking expert testimony on varying aspects of prescription drugs in Missouri. Committee Chair Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City says this panel comes as the result of something that happened to him earlier this year.
This summer, I lost my mother to pancreatic cancer on July 12th. All last session, we were going through the struggle of that disease. And one of the things that we ran into was the cost of off-label prescription drugs. And that's what started the conversation. Now, as all things, when you start a conversation, it tends to go where it wants to go, not where you necessarily want to take it. The chances of you finding an off-label drug that's going to help your particular strain of cancer based on your genome is not going to be what this committee is trying to accomplish.
Senator David Sater of Cassville is a retired pharmacist who also serves on the interim panel.
I think we should keep in mind also, you know, the FDA approves the drugs, and so there's a process of getting the approval. And so sometimes our hands are tied here at the state, and it's more of a federal issue.
Part of the first hearing included talking with people in the pharmaceutical industry.
But if we deal with just your piece of this, if we understand better how much the prices, and I don't want to say artificial inflation, but you're building in some revenues into a well-manufactured product to cover these other costs, and then how much is the profits per year on the other side, then maybe we can get our arms around a little bit of what the delta is between what you're earning up and above what you're covering the R&D.
Drug pricing came up several times. Senator Bill White of Joplin is also on the Prescription Drug Transparency Interim Committee.
I'm curious about the relationship of price with that. Who else do you sell drugs to? Do you go directly to a large pharmacy? Do they buy direct from you guys? I mean, I'm concerned about the pricing along the way. When you say we have coupons, we have this, we have that, I want to know the pricing structure as we go through. My constituent ultimately gets your pill. You make $10 for it.
Another panel member is Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City, who says they are looking at all of the rules governing prescription drugs.
I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about the rebate process, and it's my understanding that they're paid by manufacturers to PBMs, which then get passed along some portion to health insurers. So it's just some portion, or does all of that savings get passed along?
Members of the Prescription Drug Transparency Interim Committee plan to meet at least one more time before the end of this year. There is consideration given to potentially holding hearings outside of the Capitol. These plans have not yet been finalized. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.